And so this morning, I say in addition to shalom, I give you the morning greeting, which is Boker Tov. Boker is morning, and Tov is good. And then they will answer you back, especially if they are close to the book, Boker Or. Or is light. And so you say to someone, Boker Tov, good morning, and they answer you back, morning light. So I trust all of you have the morning light this morning, the light that is God. Oh, we have just had the most wonderful meeting in Branson. I tell you the truth. I think there's no meeting like it. No meeting like it. There's lots of wonderful meetings, and God, of course, has a purpose even for every wife, every church, but He has a purpose for every meeting, and ours is a unique purpose. And, you know, I venture to say that the purposes of God were reached in this meeting. So thankful to Him for that. I can't even begin to tell you how marvelous it was. I think a lot of you might have been there, or you might have been online watching. It sounded to me this morning like we have so many people on this call. We always have a lot of people, 800 or so, but I'm thinking this may be a record day. And you are reporting for duty, as one of you said, and so, so good. And that's our duty this morning. Let's first of all take up the leaders. As you know, in our own case with President here in the United States, and we have Canadians on, I have not yet learned, because I was busy yesterday with the talks with some Israeli on the Israeli thing, but I haven't found out yet how your elections went. But as far as the United States, our president, of course, is all kind of craziness, because the world's in a crisis situation with Turkey and Syria and the Middle East, as it usually is. But here at home, then he has to face all this business of the craziness of impeachment. And so we're going to ask all of you who have joined us from other countries, we're all, as we said at the meeting, we're all from heaven. We are citizens of heaven. We are stationed in different places in our ambassadorship. And so those of us who are in the United States of America ambassadorship would ask others to join with us as we pray now for our president, particularly right now for him. Heavenly Father, we're joined together, and you see us. And we're coming to heaven. Our prayers are going straight into you. And our prayers are for the United States of America's leadership, especially right now, our leader, our President Donald John Trump. Father, we ask you to protect him from the strife of tongues. In Romans 8:33, Lord, and this is in the classic Amplified Bible, who shall bring any charge against God's elect, when it is God who justifies, who puts us in right relation with himself? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God, who acquits us? And of course we know the answer is no. And Father, in the name above all names, we believe you have chosen this man. We particularly believe it, Lord, because he has led this nation into a state of blessing Israel. And he has led this nation into freedom from that horrendous Johnson Amendment hanging over the heads of churches. Father, he stands for life. And we believe the report that we have received from others who have heard, from Max, and from others, that he is the man who, and our own hearts, that he's the man whom you've chosen. And so, Father, we stand against those charges, those impeachment charges. We ask you to give him freedom, Father, freedom from strife of tongues. We lift him up. We lift his family up. We lift him up to know what to do, that you would be his wisdom, that you would think through his mind today what to do concerning all of these domestic, oh Father, but particularly those decisions that have to do with the Middle East and with Israel. We thank you, Lord, and we've come in one accord, and we know you hear us, and we know we have the petitions that we've asked of you. Each of you, right now, we're going to ask, first of all, for our national offices in the administration, God knows who they are, in the legislature, and in the judicial. We want to thank you for the appointees, Father, that follow you now, and we ask for more. We ask for more judges that would be on the side of right, Father, and on the side of life, and on the side of blessing Israel. Father, we do thank you, and each of you right now go for your own states. Father, in the name above all names, I'm lifting up Missouri. I'm lifting up our governor, Lord. I'm lifting up our senators. Oh, Steady Makanda, Josh Hawley, and Senator Roy Blunt. Father, we're lifting up, I lift up my own representative, a Republican representative, Billy Long. Lord, I lift up the leaders of Branson, Missouri, and even this little burg of Kirbyville, Father. In the name of above every name, we ask you to be in the offices of the leadership of the United States of America. And our friends, we stand with our friends from Canada and our friends from Europe and Australia, Father. We just thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name, that we have the assurance that is written in the book that if we... that when we pray, you hear us, and you told us to pray this, and you're bound, covenant bound to hear us, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In addition to all, oh, and what about that Holy Ghost meeting Sunday? Oh, my goodness. We all came out of there so happy, so filled with joy. These things will be archived. I don't think it's for too long. It's for 1 month or two. You will be able to see them on archives. But after that, we will take them down. And, of course, we do have the DVDs, we have the CDs, and we have the MP3s and all the modern ways that you can get things. So you can go online and find out how to do that or write us or call us. Bless the Lord. You can call and find information, our number, 1-800-972-3447, and ask how you get the CDs, DVDs, etc. of our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. We were very blessed all through it, and I'm telling you, I was blessed on Monday out at the tent. You know, we put that tent up every year. It costs us $10,000 to put a huge tent up because lots of the people stay. And there, we don't stream that one. It's free. It's difficult to stream. We have to move our things really quickly from the Civic Center, the Trilix Center, where we broadcast and have our meeting. And so it's hard for us technically to get everything up out there. But it does leave us free and leave the prophet free for him to say and speak anything God wants him to speak. And we had a wonderful time with Brother Copeland as he read us some prophecies that the Lord has given him for 2010. And it matches what God gave me. We're in for change. It's already started. It started at Rosh Hashanah. Things happened. It so happened that the prophecy that came to him regarding what he called 2020, and I talked to him later. He agrees that this change did start on Rosh Hashanah, which was September 29. But he, yesterday at the tent, he said it was, and yesterday was the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And he said 1 week ago, Sunday, he received a word from the Lord about 2020 as he was riding on the plane going out to minister at the Navajo reservations. You know what? It was the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles that he received that word regarding 2020. I don't know how much they're going to publish it. He read it yesterday, of course, to us, and it will be up to them what they do with it. But it was so, it's just like, it's the beginning of the end. That's what God told me. Everything is starting to change. And started on September 29, and we're going into this time of transition. Everything so far even that great victory-thon down at the Copelands began on Rosh Hashanah. So these last spring feasts have not yet been fulfilled. The spring feasts have been fulfilled. There are seven altogether. Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost, all have been fulfilled. Now we're over to the fall feasts, which have not been fulfilled. Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, Feast of Trumpets. 10 days later, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. And 5 days after that begins the 7 day plus one. And that plus one day stands alone even, though it's joined to the other, the Feast of Tabernacles and Shmini Atzeret. So I talked a little bit about that, one of the sessions. But yesterday at the tent, we had known out at Prayer Mountain that the forecast a week had been saying 2 days straight of rain. So last Wednesday, our prayers got on it to move the rain out for the yesterday, Monday, out of the tent. Well, the rain was moved out from the day. It was a glorious, sunshiny day. But the night before, and Shelley sings that song, Dig Another Well, the devil came a-sneaking around one night. The night before, actually, I guess it happened in the early morning hours of Monday, a storm bore down on this area. Actually, they said a tornado. Our people who were staying in hotels, some of the hotels put the people in storm shelters in the basement. Out at Prayer Mountain, Terry and Lynn woke up. And Lynn looked out the window, and she said the winds were circled, exactly as in a tornado. Terry said it was the worst wind he's ever seen at Prayer Mountain, and he's lived here 20 years. It headed for everything. As I prayed about it later, the Lord told me Satan tried. He hates this prayer ministry. He hates this prayer group that you are and I am together, this prayer force. And Brother Copeland said it was up in the high reaches. The heavenly, wicked spirits in the heavenly got all of their power together and aimed for the tent and for Prayer Mountain, our buildings. Brother Copeland said he couldn't even blow the tent down. Terry called the tent people. He did damage it. And Terry called the tent people. They said, you can't go in there. It's not safe. It was a gorgeous, sunshiny day. And I have to hand it to Terry and our crew. They got out all the chairs. They put up hay bales. They had us a place to sit in the glorious Ozarks. Just a little while before, we always begin with this great group from Silver Dollar City called the Homestead Pickers. Just a little while before the meeting, because we were out of electricity, Terry said, they're going to have to sing a cappella. But did you know, we had a generator out there, but it was old and it was not working. So he got a generator, he rented a generator, brought it out, and we had sound. But did you know what the devil meant for evil? God turned to good. And there was a gentleman there, a partner, from the great sunflower state, the state of Kansas. He came up to Terry, and he said he's in the position to do so with his business. I think he's a contractor, not sure about that. And he is going to outfit Prayer Mountain, our buildings there, our administration building, another office building to the side, also where we have our fire department. He is outfitting us with new generators. Terry, I tell you, God spoke to Terry in that. A long time ago, he'd been believing, it'd been on his list for generators. And they kept getting moved down by other things we needed. We needed a roof. We needed this. We needed that. We needed tickets for me to travel, whatever, out of our general account. And that gentleman came forward, met with Terry yesterday, and Holy Father, we praise you. Lord, I just praise you for what you did for my son, for how you encouraged him, the one who has to see the bills come through. I just praise you for what you did for him and how you just put the icing on the cake, the cherry on the top, when you gave us these generators. I want to praise you. Everybody join me in praising the Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you for every offering that came in. Praise you for all the people and the prayers and the blessings in their lives. Thank you for growing this prayer force, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Israel night is Saturday night. Ronnie Levy from Israel gave us a wonderful update. Ethan Cerrone, and I'm telling you folks, we're farther along than we've ever been. There can be no more political stabs at us. We're all through with that. Now it's just step by step things you do to get started. And so we should be able to get everything really rolling by March. Israel Knight, $127,000 plus came in for Migdal Arbel. And yesterday, a woman who was at the Autumn Assembly called in, and we know she's a regular partner at $400 a month for the general fund. So we know her, and we know she will do what she says, and she pledged another $100,000. So that makes us have the offering that came on in for Migdal Arbel, $227,000 plus. We are so thankful for that. I met yesterday with Ronnie Levy and Ethan Cerrone. Ronnie heads up the project on the Israeli side, and Ethan, from here, he's really the project manager. And he travels back and forth at least once a month to Israel, meets with all the team over there. We have a wonderful team. They are rapidly progressing. And as we met yesterday down at the Keter Center, Shelley also with me, we met and they gave us the progress report even in more greater detail. And the need now is for $5 million to come in quickly so that we can be absolutely ready to roll, hire the contractors. You can't really get the contractors to bid. We have $2 million right now in the bank for Israel. We have almost $1 million of things we have to pay right up front when we get this thing really going. So we need $5 million to come in immediately. The city has done this. They see that we're getting ready to go, and so they have brought the electrical, the water, and they surfaced the roads really nicely around. We have three roads around us, and they have surfaced them, and they're ready. We had to pay some fees to get this done, too, but nice roads there now, so that's really, really good. I don't know if you know or not, but I was led of the Lord to sow $100,000 from the Migdal account at the Victory-thon. And at that Victory-thon, Brother Copeland immediately gave us a word from the Lord that the Jericho walls have fallen. And then Pastor George Pearson was so gracious. He put up on the overhead, you know, up on the big screen, our project, and invited people to call and give in to our project. And they did at their own Victory-thon. It was amazing the unity that I saw there. Now, after the Victory-thon and after I got back home, it was just the day after, I got a message on my cell from Kenneth Copeland. And here is what it said. Billy, I stand in holy agreement, covenant with you for $5 million immediately. The walls of Jericho have collapsed. It will come not a trickle, not a stream, not a river, but a flood has been released. We love you and that ministry so very much. The same day, because Terry was on the thread with her father and me as we were sending messages back and forth, a wonderful word came through Terry. The seed you sowed was more than financial, and therefore so was the harvest of it. Quote, a door was opened for me in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 2:12. The door that opened was one far greater than the Migdal property, and it is greater than Christians and Jews learning and working together. It opened a gateway for the eternal plan of God, not just the end time plan to bring all things together in Christ as the head. It allows him to open eyes and hearts. It's part of his beginning to remove the blindness. Now things will shift and change in both the land and the people because the many anointings your seed brought together. Some changes you will be a literal part of or witness to. Others will happen that you won't even know of, but all of it will be because the door opened in the Lord, and the walls that fell last night, it was an eternal seed. It has seemed that you've been waiting for the vision of Migdal to come to pass so it could be useful to the kingdom and his plans, but it has already been useful in ways you could not have seen. But the seed last night was a well-timed, appointed-time seed. And now that the door is open in the Lord, the natural side of Migdal will come to pass with momentum. As Pastor George said, the Lord told him, you will get done in 1 year what has taken 20 years in the past. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now here's what I'm asking you, prayer team, Israel prayer team. I want you to hover over that 5 million. Hover over it in the spirit. Just as you think about it, say, Lord, I thank you for the $5 million that's coming in for Migdal. I thank you for helping Billy Brim. Yesterday, of course, Ronnie and Ethan were telling me that we need to have plans for raising this money. And I know God has a great plan. But I have a part to play in it. And I want you to pray for me that I'll do it well and honorably and just do what God wants. Just do what God wants. So I'm asking you to hover over it. As you think about it, just say, thank you, Lord, for the $5 million for Migdal. I need to speak to you a bit about the future of Migdal. Some of you on this line have been with us a long time. This is not something I say openly. I won't put it in a letter. Years ago, and if you have my book, Road to Prayer Mountain, you'll see in there a mother in Israel. She was to our church in Collinsville. One of those mothers, you know, a woman of prayer, prayer partner with Sister Jeannie Wilkerson. And Elsie Ford, Grandma Elsie Ford. You can see her picture in there. She looked like an angel. Marvelous woman of prayer. Her daughter, Betty Oakes, worked with me for years as a right-hand person. Many of you know her. And Betty, it came time, Grandma Elsie was in an assisted living home. Actually, I think she had at this time become pretty well bedfast. She was elderly, very elderly. So Betty went up there one day, And Betty worked with me particularly with Israel. That was her forte. She trained Ruby, who works with us now, in doing all the tours and everything. And Grandma Elsie said to her daughter, Betty, don't ever leave Billy, especially the work with Israel. She's going to teach some of the 144,000. We don't know how that will be. But I know even that when McDowell is built, it's for a long time. And it will be a protected place for some of the 144,000, perhaps leadership, I don't know what. You can't certainly get 144,000 people in there. It's made to handle two buses, which is about 90 people. But whatever, however, that's what I know. I know it's going to have use now. Of course, we're going to have the five prayers there always in the north. It's in the north right up there. In the north where the trouble arises. You know, the Bible says the trouble comes from the north. And so here we are, and we've sown, and now, oh, Father, thank you for blessing the seed. We've already seen it come back double. But, oh, Lord, I'm believing you for the hundredfold return. It's not just 100 times, it's 100-fold. And you know that we need it. And you have said, dear Lord, to that Philippian church, and you put it in the book for all of us to read, they sowed. And now we've done what they did. And now we know that fruit is going to abound to our accounts in heaven and our accounts on earth. And Father, in the name above every name, I am believing you. Hola marata son de livasho te brekala malatanya. That the harvest comes in quickly. Comes in so quickly that we have that money in the bank before we get the actual go ahead on the building permit, which should come by March. Father, we thank you for it. And I thank you, dear Father, for these so faithful. Faithful to pray for Israel. Faithful to pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim. Faithful, dear Father, to pray and give you no silence until you make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Oh, se la macaya non nombre, hisciti di andovre pasuta la maki, e giunde le barabascoria macalacadino, livro tishano nombre, hisatona cabre. In the name above all names, Father, we worship you and adore you and magnify you, both now and evermore. Stita barate fretashka. Bless you, bless you, bless you. In Jesus' name. Oh, folks, I love you. And I so enjoy this call. Shalom, shalom, and have a marvelous day, a wonderful day, a day of blessing in our precious, precious Savior. In the name above all names, amen and amen.